It's 804. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans have done a good job limiting the spread of COVID-19 in recent weeks. Now there's a push to stay safe this holiday weekend. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
He says if you plan on traveling or socializing, wear a mask and keep a physical distance from others.
We want Coloradans to continue the practices that they've had in place over the last few weeks that have really led to us being able to control transmission of this virus in the state.
The state says it can test anyone who wants a test. If you've been exposed to someone with COVID-19 but aren't experiencing symptoms, you should get tested 7 days after exposure. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A fourth firefighter working on a fire burning west of Fort Collins has tested positive for COVID-19. The firefighter had contact with 25 other people before being quarantined this week. A Colorado National Guard rapid response team has been deployed to do testing. The Cameron Peak fire has burned about 23,000 acres and is 6% contained. The fire is expected to grow this weekend with hot and windy weather in the forecast. Cooler temperatures and some rain and snow is possible early next week, which could help with the firefighting efforts. Drivers can expect heavy traffic on Colorado's roads this holiday weekend. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
First, the good news. CDOT is stopping most road work this weekend, so every lane that can be open is open. Now, the bad stuff. On some highways, like I-70 and I-25, you can bet you'll spend at least some time admiring the scenery. Traffic levels have not only returned to normal on some mountain roads, they're actually higher than last year. Try to leave early or late if you can, or you could always just stay at home. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Labor Day weekend weather is mostly sunny and getting warmer for much of Colorado, near 90 today around Denver and Colorado Springs.